DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, President Michael D. Higgins has come under fire for sending well wishes to the new president of Iran. We're joined by Declan Power, defence and security expert. Declan, is it appropriate for President Michael D. Higgins to send well wishes to the president of Iran?
Well, whatever about being appropriate, I think it's ill-judged in the times we live in, considering the role Iran has in destabilizing the Middle East, its record in human rights, particularly the things it perpetuates against its own people, and the fact also I would throw into the brew as well that it is a funder of a group that has been connected to the deaths of an Irish peacekeeper and other Irish peacekeepers, Hezbollah. I think it's following in a pattern with the president where he tends to like to voice his sympathies or opinions to autocratic regimes. And it's very much seems to be out of line with Irish foreign policy and the statements from figures such as the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach. That I can understand that he probably in his own way wants to try and cool tensions in the Middle East. But I think what happens is these kinds of statements get taken out of context then by people in the likes of Israel. And, you know, they're used to make Ireland look and paint us or look that we have a certain stance or paint us into a corner. I can understand, too, that he probably wants to call out Israeli aggression. And that's quite understandable. I think most Irish citizens would agree with that. And I think he can do that without giving succor to an odious and totalitarian regime like the Iranian one.
There's a statement from the Iranian embassy in Dublin. They make the point. They say the letter was completely normal under diplomatic relations. They also got letters from Austria, Portugal, Switzerland, Sweden, Norway, the EU, the UN and others. Could Michael D. Higgins make the point and his office make the point that this is simply a diplomatic nicety? That's what you do in diplomatic circles.
I don't know the content of those other letters, but I do wonder how much consultation there was with Ivy House, with the Department of Foreign Affairs about that. And I would have thought that it would be more typical for them to issue those kinds of statements. I think it's followed a pattern of presidential statements about these kinds of totalitarian autocratic states. Just as a private citizen, I prefer to see less of those statements. I note there's no statement congratulating those involved in the release of an Irish citizen from being illegally held in Russia. I'd like to see it balanced up a bit. I'm less interested in seeing the leading, the number one representative of the Irish state making statements that could be seen as supportive of an odious totalitarian regime, just as much as I'd be unhappy to hear him making a statement that would give succor to the Netanyahu-led government in Israel at the moment either. So I think we should be a little bit maybe more conscious of not wanting to give diplomatic benefits to those who would seek to besmirch us on the international stage. And these words can be construed in that way, certainly by the more anti-Irish elements in Israel. Not that we should be particularly concerned about what the Israelis think of us at this stage of the game. Okay. They've damaged their own reputation. But in general, on a broader base.
The president has strayed into the political arena on quite a number of occasions. We've been critical of him on this show for doing so. The public isn't with us, though. The public kind of says, you know what, we need Michael D. Higgins to speak for us, and it's legitimate what he's doing.
Yeah, well, if the public believe that, I suspect that a lot of the public are not fully aware of this statement. As far as I'm aware, it wasn't widely publicised on the domestic front. I'm not sure how well placed it was on the the website that is used for publicizing these statements. I think most of the public are supportive of President Higgins because of the many other very positive statements and utterances he has made with regards to Ireland and Irish citizens. I think less so when it comes to these statements, but they're not as well publicized here.
Okay, all right. Declan Parr, defence and security expert, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. Was Michael D. Higgins right to send well wishes to the new president of Iran, given all we know about Iran and their human rights abuses that go on in this
particularly
country?
I'm surprised.
And their funding of various terrorist organisations.
Yeah,
and so on.
And I think Declan was right to mention Sean Rooney, but also their oppression of women.
Yeah.
11 female human rights activists were arrested and sentenced to 60 years in prison in Iran for campaigning for women's equality. I mean, that strikes me as a very peculiar regime to be in any way supportive of.
Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.